What do Toy Story, Star Wars, Indiana Jones, and Batman have in common? Welcome to Really Lacey Filmmaking. I'm Kevin Lacey. My podcast is all about movie cliches and tropes, and I will be going over the history of the topic and talking about my personal favorite usages of a cliche or trope. This episode, I will be going over the Wilhelm scream, as you heard in the intro to this episode. The Wilhelm scream is a sound effect that has been used in hundreds of movies and television shows. As of July 2015, the Wilhelm scream had been used in 413 movies and television shows. Mr. Peterson, the IB film teacher at Carmel High School, has agreed to be the expert for his podcast. Let's see what he has to say about the iconic scream.
I think a lot of people are learning about it and are using it more and more. I've heard it on TV shows. I've heard it on, of course, in films. And now I think even commercials are starting to use the Wilhelm. So it's becoming more and more popular. And as it does, more people learn about it. They recognize it. And I think the novelty is kind of wearing off a little bit. I think there's going to be, we're going to see, I'm predicting kind of a trend that they're going to find something new that they can play with and have as kind of an inside joke. Because it's not an inside joke if everybody knows about it.
But while a lot of people don't know, is when was the scream created? The Wilhelm scream was created in 1951 Western Distant Drums. The scene in the movie sees a soldier walking through a Florida Everglades and he is dragged under and killed by an alligator. The soldier lets out the first known usage of the iconic scream. But most people think the Wilhelm scream originated from a 1953 movie called The Charge at Feather River. This movie is how the Wilhelm scream got its name, but not necessarily the first usage. So in the movie, Private Wilhelm is at the back of his party and his commander is telling him to hurry up. He says, "Yeah, I'll just fill up my pipe," and then suddenly an Indian appears and shoots Private Wilhelm in the leg with an arrow. The same scream from Distant Drums is used here. The sound designer found the scream in an archive of sound effects under the name Man Killed by Alligator. And after a film, he renamed the file Wilhelm Scream, and then the Wilhelm Scream was born. And one mystery that hasn't been solved is who is responsible for the scream? People are about 99% sure who created the iconic scream, Sheb Woolley. Woolley is most known for his 1958 song, The Purple People Eater.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
And Woolley apparently loved to do voice work and creating sound effects. Steve Lee, a sound designer and creator of the Hollywood Sound Museum, actually got the audio from the recording session of Distant Drums. The anonymous recorder did the scream three times until we got the scream we know and love today. Woolley was at that recording that day, so put two and two together, and we got ourselves a theory. And the Wilhelm scream got very popular because of one man, Ben Burtt. When he was in college with Richard Anderson, who both won Oscars for sound design for 1981 classic Raiders of the Lost Ark, in which the Wilhelm scream is used, at USC, Burtt and Anderson loved westerns and had figured out the scream and snuck the scream into their films in film school and when they went pro. Ben Burtt, though, is most famous for doing sound design for the Star Wars saga. He started using the Wilhelm scream as his signature on the films. In Star Wars Episode 1 through 7, the scream is used. After Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, in 2015, Lucasfilm released a statement that they won't be using the effect anymore in their films. One of the most iconic usages of the scream in Star Wars is in Episode 4, A New Hope, when Luke Skywalker shoots a stormtrooper off of a ledge on the Death Star. Some of the other most iconic usages of the Wilhelm scream throughout movie history include Toy Story, when Buzz Lightyear gets knocked out of a window by a lamp, Raiders of the Lost Ark, when a Nazi gets thrown from a truck onto a falling car, the 1992 Michael Keaton Batman Returns, when Batman throws a goon off screen, Quentin Tarantino's first film, Reservoir Dogs, and recently, Avengers Infinity War, when Iron Man blows a hole in his spaceship. Let's go back to Mr. Peterson to see what he has to say about this topic.
Well, my favorite use. I'm trying to think when the most surprising one, I thought, well, there was one time they used it in a commercial for a film that was the Are We There Yet series. Oh, it was Are We Home Yet, in which Ice Cube buys a house. And there's a commercial where he's working on a chandelier, and he gets electrocuted, obviously. He sticks a screwdriver in the chandelier, and he gets electrocuted, and he gets shot across the room, or at least his stuntman does. And they played the Wilhelm scream, and I thought that was hilarious. I mean, they're showing it in a commercial, you know, for an Ice Cube movie.
The Wilhelm scream is even used in some video games. In LEGO Star Wars from 2005, during the level Battle Over Coruscant, you utter a Wilhelm whenever your ship explodes. Otherwise, it is used variously as death noises. And that's the end of the first episode of Really Lazy Filmmaking. Keep an eye out for the second episode where I'll be going over slow motion explosions. This has been Callie and Lacey, and I hope you enjoyed.